This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Senate voted yesterday to confirm Raymond Poe as the director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Poe, who's a third-generation farmer, was appointed to the position by Governor Rauner on November 13th of last year. He previously served 21 years in the Illinois House, representing the 99th District, where he served on the House Ag and Conservation Committee. Director Poe also previously served as the president of the Sangamon County Farm Bureau and Lincoln Land Farm Supply. During his time in the state legislature, Director Poe received several prestigious awards, honors, and certificates of appreciation. Among the accolades he's most proud of, he says, is the Friends of Agriculture Award given to him by the Illinois Farm Bureau. Director Poe has been very active in his community and with various ag organizations throughout the years. Today, Director Poe and his wife Carol reside in Sangamon County. They have 3 children, 9 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild. In other news, forecasters from Japan to the U.S. and Indonesia have predicted a La Niña could develop this year, potentially changing weather globally. As El Niño weakens and La Niña starts to take shape, forecasters with the University of Missouri say the weather event seems likely to bring hot and dry weather to the Midwest this summer. The Midwest experienced a relatively mild winter, and according to Tony Lupo, a professor of atmospheric science at the University of Missouri, a fading El Niño leaves part of the U.S. open to dry conditions. La Niña is a weather pattern that directs the jet stream from the Pacific Ocean on a northeastern path over Canada. Rain-producing storms follow the jet stream, leaving states in the central and south-central U.S. dry. Lupo says he does not expect the summer weather in the Midwest to be comparable to the drought conditions of 2012, but he still calls the forecast bad for agriculture. Bloomberg says the most recent La Niña weather event began in 2010 and continued into 2012. And last but not least, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Farmers Committee hosted their first ever Ag Career Fair for students throughout the area on Tuesday at Blackburn College in Carlinville. Mark Rushup is a member of the committee, but also serves as a district rep on the State Young Farmer Committee. I talked with Mark about the career fair and some upcoming events the group has planned. Mark, you are not only a member of Macoupin County Farm Bureau, but you also are a member of the State Young Farmer Committee. So kind of tell us about your role with that and what your experience has been so far.
Well, I'm a new committee member. This is my first time being on it. And my role is to assist counties that have young leader groups, young farmer groups, and bring their ideas to the state level, and from our state level, bring them down to the county levels.
And we're at a pretty cool event today in Carlinville at Blackburn College. It's sort of a career fair, so tell us kind of who's here and who's been invited to participate.
What this is really just a common place for the high school kids to come in and meet potential colleges that have ag fields. They can talk to them and talk about future careers. Then also here we have ag businesses from around the area, Macoupin County and other surrounding counties. They're here to talk to the kids and talk about future careers.
And several different schools were invited today. So kind of tell us the area of people that you invited.
We basically invited District 15 to come in and bring their kids to talk to other ag vendors.
Well, great. Definitely a great turnout of businesses and schools. And now I kind of want to touch on some more events that you guys have been working on. You've got a district event coming up, so kind of tell us what's going to be happening with that.
In our district, we have 6 counties, Macoupin, Green, Jersey, Calhoun, and Bond and Madison. And Jersey, on June 18th, it's a Saturday, they're having a trap shoot for their young farmers to help get a budget to help them grow and put on other social events, and it's $50 a person, and then it's at Otter Creek over in near Jerseyville.
And if people would like to participate, do you need to be a Farm Bureau member? Who's allowed to participate, and who should they contact to do that?
Any groups, any people can participate. I would contact the Jerseyville Farm Bureau office over that way. If you want to go out for the day and shoot, you get a t-shirt and a small meal included.
Well, sounds like a really fun time. And also, you guys are selling tractors currently. That's part of the Young Leaders, the State Young Leaders Committee project. So share with us about that.
Oh, yeah. We're selling New Holland tractor. It's a four-drive tractor. And it has a sticker on that says Illinois Farm Bureau. And it's to help drive out hunger in the state. And they're $60 a tractor. And all that money goes to the food bank. And we got some still available. Get them while they last.
I guess we should make it clear, too, these are model tractors. We're not selling a full-size tractor for $60. So you said all that money goes to the state. So are these sold throughout the state at multiple counties, or how does that work?
They're sold at every county. You can pick them up, come in, get a form, and order your tractor today.
All right. Well, sounds like a great opportunity to raise some money and help out local food pantries. Your Young Leader group or Young Farmer group in Macoupin County, always looking for new members and things, I assume. So share with us when your meetings are and how someone could join if they're interested.
Our meetings are a typical second Thursday of every month. We normally don't have meetings during the busy farming season, planting and harvest. We just skip those because we're farmers and that's how it is. We don't want to go to meetings. We want to go to the tractor.
Sure.
That's where we have our fun and make our money, and it's what we like to do.
For those that are interested in joining, are there any age restrictions, and should they just contact the Farm Bureau office or tell us a little of how they could join?
The age restrictions, you can start at 18, and you can be until you're 35. And if you want to join, like, Macoupin County, the office number is 854-2571.
Anything that I haven't asked you today that you'd like to share with us?
Farm Bureau is a great organization. They support farmers and other ag businesses, truck drivers, chemical companies. There's a whole big building up there in Bloomington full of people doing research on farmers and on our behalf. It's very impressive.
Mark Rushup, District 15 Young Farmer Representative for Illinois Farm Bureau from Macoupin County. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.